I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In a recent meeting of the Arab League, Lebanon's President Michel Aoun called for Syrians to return home. But Tom Adama of Heart for Lebanon says it's not that simple because of the ongoing violence in Syria. In the meantime, they're helping to meet the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of the Syrians.
But we have an opportunity now with the Syrians to disciple them well, so when they do go back to Syria, when it's safe, they can be part of the rebuilding of Syria, using the church as the foundation of that rebuilding process for that community.
So pray for the effectiveness of this ministry, for the team's wisdom, discernment, and encouragement in the face of overwhelming need. And what if the most effective way for you to get involved in missions was in your pocket? Technology is everywhere, but that means it can be overlooked when it comes to missions. Nick Skytland, a speaker hosted by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, wants that to change.
The biggest mission field that exists today is online, and the fewest missionaries are being sent online.
By day, Skytland is a mild-mannered data analyst at NASA, but he still finds time to address the tech needs he sees around him. And this isn't just an issue for NASA workers. Anyone who can access tech can make a difference. If you're listening to this, it probably means you, too.
The question you should be asking yourself is, what could I be doing with this technology to reach the world to share the gospel? You might just use technology creatively to share a meme, to write a story, make a Facebook post, to be bold in your faith.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.